The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What do you think so far of your free agent frenzy?
Let's say you've been craving a steak and you've saved up $50. You go into the steakhouse and you don't realize this is a nicer steakhouse than you should have walked into. So instead of turning around and walking out, going to find a good steak that you can get for $50, you take a good look at the menu and you see a $50 salad and you order that instead. And didn't get any steak, but still paid the money that you were expecting to spend on steak. That's not a good feeling.
Apparently, the Raiders continue to be very serious about going to Vegas. I think at this point, they're just trying to get the public money. Mark Davis has been to Las Vegas a half dozen times. The Raiders are serious about it. What I would wonder about Vegas, I think two teams would be fine. If they tried to start mixing in all four sports there, then I think you're going to have a problem because I'm not sure that there would be enough of a base there to support that many teams.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. 713-780-ESPN. Be happy to take some phone calls. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler. At AJ is the real. At Chong Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Happy Friday. Hope everybody's having a great one. Hope you have a great weekend. Hope you all have a long weekend as we do. And happy Canada Day to my friends up north. Missed the first 2 hours. You heard some of what you missed. A lot of NBA free agency stuff and some just general fun and frivolity, all available on podcastarena.com, including more from RJ Bell. If you're curious about what's going on with his lawsuit, all that is at podcastarena.com. All right. You promised the people poo. You might as well deliver.
All right. So, again, warning, if you are
faint of heart?
Yeah, repulsed, then you should probably turn the channel.
I'll see you later.
I feel
The New York Police Department says a man is now in custody.
Oh, I saw this story.
42-year-old suspect. The charges are pending. They found him at a homeless shelter in Brooklyn on Friday morning. He's wanted for two attacks that happened within a couple hours of each other on Monday. In the first incident, the suspect approached a 33-year-old woman on East 91st Street and smeared her face and clothes with excrement. I mean, how much do you... I mean, you've got to either hate women or just be completely psychotic, right?
This is obviously a guy with mental issues, right?
Hours later, he approached a 27-year-old woman on 74th Street, from behind. He grabbed her waist and shoved a bag of feces into her pants. He touched her buttocks and tossed a pair of gloves before running. Both incidents were caught on surveillance video. Luckily, this guy is in custody. He is the most disgusting man ever.
I have no words for this.
There are no words.
I hope somebody... Never mind. Hope he gets a crap beat out of him in prison. No. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, well. It happens.
We can stop the poo.
Yeah. I'm not sure I can do the rest of the show now.
All right. Let's call it off.
John, can we go home early?
Yeah. Take the rest of the
it's a Friday before a holiday. Nobody's listening anyway.
That's true.
Everybody's gone.
No, actually, a lot of people messaged saying they were excited about the poop story. So
okay, so all right, at least five people are listening. Yeah. I guess we have to stick around for another hour. 713-780-ESPN. If you're not listening and want to get in, I'll be happy to take some phone calls. Did you see that? Speaking of New York, that gigantic gambling ring they busted there
in Brooklyn.
Yeah, apparently it was an illegal sports gambling ring that allegedly took in nearly $1 billion in wagers during the 2015 NFL season. The four men charged in the 57-count indictment ran a wire room in Costa Rica where wagers from thousands of users were funneled. The ringleader was a guy named Gordon Michnick, allegedly purchased more than 20 houses in Costa Rica to launder proceeds from the operation.
Wow.
Illegal gambling is not a victimless crime, it says. It preys on people's vulnerabilities and directly leads to money laundering, loan sharking, and a host of other crimes.
Oh, boy.
Come on, guys. Yeah, you got some bad guys. That doesn't make...
It, it preys on vulnerabilities of weak-minded people.
The four allegedly operated the illegal gambling sites WagerABC.com, TheWagerSpot.com, and Hustler247.ag. I would not think that's a gambling site if I saw a Hustler247. But anyway, each of these guys face up to 25 years in prison if convicted. Joseph Snyder of California, Arthur Rossi of New York, Claude Ferguson of Crestline were the other men indicted. Are you surprised that a guy named Arthur Rossi from New York is involved in a gambling operation? Oh, that's not stereotyping or anything, is it?
No.
Oh, well. Just interesting. Brett said he's listening, but he needs a shower now.
Yeah.
And Diego...
I promise those women needed it more.
Diego's... It's fitting that AJ's gym was number two.
Nah, I see what you did there.
Well played, sir. Well played. 713 says, don't leave early. I'm stuck in traffic for the next hour. Okay. 832, if you're going to act like a turd. You needed the Tom Brady one for that. Boy.
If you're a turd, it's going to come back to you.
Boy, that just has a whole new meaning based on that story.
Yeah.
Joey says, listening to us, we're his entertainment when delivering pizzas. Some of the stories we tell are funny.
Some of them?
Some of them, yeah. Most of them, no. Most of them are boring and stupid, but some of them are funny. That's good. That's all we strive for is sometimes be funny. You know, because realistically, you know, 5 minutes out of a three-hour show, if we're funny, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a high number for us. Did you see, I don't know if you saw this, but... apparently, Darren McFadden now claims he didn't break his elbow trying to catch his cell phone.
What's the story now? Do you believe this? First of all, do you believe the story anytime an athlete gets hurt?
No.
Like with these crazy
things? Off season? No.
It's always doing something way stupider than they actually did.
Yeah.
If you come up with a story that stupid, imagine how dumb it had to be in real life.
Well, apparently it's not even as sexy as it sounded. At least trying to dive and save your cell phone from cracking, I could see. Although, again, OtterBox, just saying. But he says, said reports he broke his elbow after he fell in an attempt to save a dropped cell phone were untrue. He said he was in a friend's backyard after a funeral and slipped on cement near a swimming pool. I just slipped down and landed on my elbow. My phone was in my hand, and so people kind of put that story out. You're the people who put that story out, McFadden. The hell?
People kind of put it out.
Yeah. That just sounds like you're a klutz for a guy who's an elite athlete. But anyway, so what was once the coolest of all injuries is now just another injury.
Just another injury. Yeah. By the way, your Jays are locked in a great battle right now.
Yes.
It is the bottom of the 18th.
Jeez.
The Blue Jays and Indians. Indians, I think, on a 13-game win streak now.
Happy Canada Day. 18 innings.
Yeah, Edwin Encarnacion and John Gibbons, the manager, tossed in the first inning on Canada Day.
They had plans. They were going to go out and party.
By the way, I'm the assistant manager for my kids' baseball team.
Yeah.
Our manager got tossed last night.
Oh, really? So you had to take over?
Yeah, I had to finish the game. Yeah. There's three coaches on the team. Two of them got tossed. They left me.
How did you not get tossed?
Because there's a couple dads that are that are, they kind of help out, and they like pulled me away and put me like to make sure that I didn't get, because I think if I would have got kicked out, we may have been disqualified. But
did you win?
Nope. Oh. We did not.
So you're 0-1 as a manager?
Yeah. Although I didn't start the game, so I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, I don't know if you get credit for that.
I don't know.
So that goes on his loss.
I think that's his loss. Either way, John Gibbons, when he got ejected, probably didn't realize that the backup manager would be stuck with second baseman Ryan Goins pitching in the 18th inning.
Oh, boy. How'd he do?
Walked one, gave up two hits, but got out of the inning. So
wow.
That's one inning of he loaded him up, but did not cash it in. So they're in the bottom of the 18th now, and they're hoping they could get to the 19th inning. I don't know. At what point do you just say, well, we just got to forfeit this game? We don't have anybody to throw the ball.
Well, you keep trotting a second baseman out there, it's not going to matter. Sooner or later, somebody's going to go yard on him. Timothy asks, I'm a Mavericks fan. Who's more of a dumpster fire, us or the Rockets?
It's close.
It is close. I'll say Rockets slightly more. Hey, Mark Cuban's out there trying just like the Rockets are. They're very similar. They never get the guys they want, and they always go after these big fish. They try hard, but... Anyway, yeah, I'll go slight edge Rockets by like 1 point. It's very close.
Barely.
It's extremely close. All right, guys, got to tell you about my good friends at Houston Can Academy.
I asked you about these guys the other day.
You did, and you asked me if they would go to Austin to get a car.
Yep.
And then they will.
They will.
And the cool thing about it is it doesn't matter where you are. You could be in Lake Charles, Beaumont, Vider. If you've got a vehicle you're not using, they will come. Tow it free of charge. They'll fill out the paperwork. It's so easy. Your donation's tax deductible. And if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, that you heard about it from me, guess what? They're going to give you free Astros tickets too. So if you've got a vehicle, you're going to fix it up and you never got around to it. Maybe it's just been sitting in the garage. Maybe when it flooded here a couple weeks ago, it messed it up even worse. It doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. They'll come do it. So you get rid of something you're not using anymore. You get a tax deductible. It's a tax deduction. You get Astros tickets, and you get to do a great thing because they use that money to help kids at Houston Can Academies. These are at-risk kids who get a second chance. Many of them dropped out of other schools. Well, they go to Houston Can Academies, and when they get there, so many of them take advantage of that second chance and go on and do great things. And it's all because of those donations of these vehicles that the Blitzers have really stepped up. So you're helping kids achieve their dreams, do great things. So many of them that who knows what they would have amounted to without Houston Can Academies. You can help. All you have to do, give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com, right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. This Indians-Jays game, a texter said, I have Kipnis and Napoli going in fantasy baseball, and they're combined 2-for-14. Hashtag shame. That's not even the worst of some of these stat lines.
Yeah, if you... Michael Saunders, who is the cleanup hitter for the Blue Jays... 0 for 7, 5 strikeouts, 6 men left on base. That's a pretty rough day.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. And there are no 0 for 8s yet.
Yeah, he did walk, so that saved him from going 0 for 8, but your leadoff hitter is 0 for 6.
Yeah.
With 3 strikeouts.
There's still some guys with potential to get to 0 for 8.
Yeah, Napoli's 1 for 8 with 3 strikeouts. So, and pitching wise, 9 pitchers that the Jays have used, 9 pitchers that the Indians have used.
Yep.
So,
fortunately for the Indians, they've got a guy who's used to being a starter pitching right now. He's their kind of their fifth starter who when they need him, they use him. When they don't, they skip him. They're probably comfortable leaving him out there for a while. Unfortunately for the Blue Jays, they are going with a second baseman who they may be comfortable leaving him out there. I don't know how long it's going to last.
Yeah.
But it is. They are headed to the 19th. So, like Ernie Banks would say, let's play two. They've done it.
And then some.
Now they're going for extra.
How many times is Saunders strike out? Five times?
Five times so far.
So a player striking out five times in a game is called a platinum sombrero, but while a horn is called when it's done in extra innings.
It's called what?
A horn.
A horn?
Is when they get five strikeouts in extra innings.
Well, he's got a horn for sure.
Well, if he strikes out one more time, he can get either a titanium sombrero or a double platinum sombrero.
Ooh.
That sounds pretty cool.
What would you prefer?
I think I like anything platinum over titanium for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see if it gets to that. We can only hope. We can only hope.
Hmm.
It's a good possibility. They'll be at the top of the order to lead off the bottom of the 19th.
Hmm.
So we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, let's root for another strikeout.
That's kind of what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, this is fun. This gives us a rooting interest on a day baseball game that we would ordinarily not give a bleep about.
And listen, if you're an Astros fan, you should be interested too. These are two teams that are, I mean, at this point, probably competition.
Yeah.
You like to see them go 28 innings.
Yeah. In fact, let's play 30 innings.
Let's play 40, Fred.
Yeah. Just keep going.
I hope the West Coast games are over and these guys are still playing.
That would be awesome. It's only 6:23.
Yeah.
Play another 6 hours.
I hope the Rockies-Dodgers, which is a 9:10 start Central time, I hope that game's over and this one's still going on.
It'd be pretty awesome. A lot of people asked about what about the Mike Conley contract and all that stuff. We kind of got into that at the last segment of the 5 o'clock hour. So if you're interested, all on podcastarena.com.
Brian Windhorst is reporting Dwayne Wade is in contract talks with the Bucks and the Knicks.
Wow.
Bucks?
Bucks and the Knicks and could schedule meetings next week. I guess, think he's on vacation right now.
I guess he's a Marquette guy, so maybe
yeah.
It's... Yeah. Hmm. I still don't think he's...
I might prefer to be in Milwaukee than the Knicks right now.
Well, I mean, if that'd certainly be a team that 5 years ago you'd think would be a title contender.
Yeah.
If you had Dwayne Wade to go with Melo, Derrick Rose, and Joakim Noah.
Yeah.
5 years ago, you'd be, oh, wow.
But, I mean, in great Milwaukee, team. You got Michael Carter-Williams, Jabari Parker, Greg Monroe, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Well,
they just signed Delly.
Matthew Dellavedova, yeah. They got Chris Middleton. He's a pretty decent player. I mean, they got some pieces. Nothing huge. Hmm. They could probably use a guy like Dwayne Wade. They will no longer have the services of O.J. Mayo. We know that.
Yeah, we haven't had a chance to talk about that yet.
O.J. Mayo has... I don't want to say suspended, because that's not what they're... That's not the terminology they use. He has been dismissed... and disqualified from the NBA for violation of their drug policy. And my guess is that it's very similar to the situation that Birdman Anderson had several years back. And he's up for reinstatement in 2 years. Maybe they bring him back. Maybe they don't. But, I mean, this is a guy who's 30 or 28 years old. He'd be 30 when he got back. I don't know if he's... I don't know what kind of usefulness he's got at 30 years old.
And this is a bad time to be
At this point, he's kind of a middle of the road player.
Look what these middle of the road guys are getting.
He probably would have got $90 million today if he were eligible. But
so, well, good luck. But I have another story about how robots are taking over the world. I came across this story this morning. The Associated Press will begin using an automated writing service to cover more than 10,000 minor league baseball games annually. Automated game stories will now be available for AAA, AA, and Class A games covering 142 MLB-affiliated teams in 13 leagues. The Associated Press has been using automated writing in some form since July 2014 when it began using technology from automated insights to produce earnings report stories. They now use automation to produce more than 3,500 earnings report stories about U.S. companies every quarter. I don't know how I feel about this.
I don't like that.
Automated stories? Here's my favorite part, though. At the very bottom, it says, correction. A previous version of the story said the Associated Press had not covered minor league baseball before. In fact, it routinely covered some minor league games through 2006. We apologize for the error. I wonder if the automated thing makes a mistake. Are they going to do a little correction and apologize for the error, or does a human being have to do that?
I don't know.
I don't like these computers taking over the world thing. This artificial intelligence, these news stories created by robots. I'm telling you, this is how Skynet got started. This is a bad direction we're going.
Yeah.
We got drones that can attack stuff that we don't even have to have, you know, don't even have to be in. Pretty soon, those things are going to start thinking for themselves. The end of the world is coming, man. Anyway, 713-780-ESP is your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776.
We have some breaking news.
All right. Break it. Break it.
Carlos Santana, homers to start the 19th. Indians up 2-1.
All right. Yeah.
There you go.
Was that off Ryan Goins? Oh, no. Darwin Barney is now on the mound.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they moved. Lord knows. They moved Devin Travis to second base, and Darwin Barney went from second base to pitcher. This is a total mess.
Yeah.
It's a total bleep show.
Indeed. 409 says maybe it was just Mexican steaks. Got to save your receipts, guys. Look, I love Dwayne Brown. I still think that was one of the biggest BS get out of suspension things I've ever heard, but whatever works, man. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Friday, everybody. A bunch of people asking what I'm doing for Canada Day. No clue. I might go to the Maple Leaf tonight and get drunk, but otherwise I may just stay home and get drunk. Just depends on what the Canadian wants to do. So... 832, you guys are nuts if you think the top five player on a team has a worse chance of getting better next year than the Dallas Mavericks. I'm not sure I understand.
I don't understand what that means either.
Yeah.
We're crazy if what now?
If you think the top five player on a team has a worse chance of getting better next year than the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, I think maybe he means that he's considering James Harden a top five player in the league, which let's start out that I disagree with that.
Okay.
He's saying he thinks that a team with that guy, you're crazy if you think that that team has a less chance of getting better than the Mavericks, who don't have a guy like James Harden. I think that's what he means.
Okay. Thanks for translating, because I didn't understand it. I got a weird story here. This is from Minnesota. It involves a beheading. Apparently,
I'm okay with that.
Well, we hear the whole story here. A sexual assault allegation led to the beheading of a 20-year-old man last week. Authorities said David Alexander Heyman was also beaten with a baseball bat and stabbed with a machete.
Ooh, this is a violent act.
Yeah, after being lured to a wooded area in the community by the boyfriend of the alleged sexual assault victim. The suspect, 35-year-old Joseph Kristen, was arraigned on an intentional second-degree murder charge, but his bail was set at $1 million. His girlfriend, a 22-year-old Grand Rapids woman, allegedly told police that Thorson ambushed Heyman along a rural road after faking mechanical issues with their vehicles. She led investigators to the scene where his remains were found Sunday. She also stated that she had taken part in an assault of Heyman in a Grand Rapids apartment earlier that night in retaliation for the alleged sexual assault.
Wow.
So basically...
So let's do the Cliff's Notes of this.
Yeah.
He raped her. She killed him?
He raped her. Her boyfriend killed him.
Okay.
Yeah.
If...
But they were friends. I mean, there's more to it. They... Apparently...
Is it wrong that if he really did rape her, if that's like a legit thing, I feel like this guy shouldn't be in that much trouble.
Well, it's kind of why I brought this story up, because it does bring an interesting moral dilemma. All right, so Thorson is the girlfriend, told investigators she was upset because Thorson's the guy, she's the girlfriend. She was upset because Heyman made plans to visit their apartment that she lives with Thorson. And he previously had sexually assaulted her. When he arrived, she confronted him, punching him in the face. She said he agreed to be tied up in the apartment with a rope and beaten, and that she and her boyfriend both repeatedly punched him. So that was the payback.
Okay.
Seems fair, right?
I mean, if you rape my girlfriend, that's an ass whooping for sure.
Yeah.
At a minimum.
Yeah, I think that would be the minimum.
I don't know if I would behead you and stab you in the chest with a machete.
Well, that's the thing. Somewhere in between what the first punishment and the last punishment is probably where
I'm
fall
more
on this.
Of whoop your ass and then call the cops. Although, you also got to consider, like, the initial rage. I might just shoot you in the face immediately.
I might shoot you in the knee. You know what? No.
I don't know what I would
do. I'll tell you what. You're going to lose a piece of your thing. That's coming off.
The tip or the bottom part?
I'm gonna sideswipe it. I'm gonna chop some off the side.
Okay.
Like, with a machete.
An even split?
Not quite even.
You take it. I'm gonna 25%?
Take about 25-30%.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna be that accurate with a machete because I'm not a regular machete user.
When you do the chop, is he gonna be powerful or not powerful? If you know what I mean.
I think it depends on. It depends on how much he's packing.
He's probably going to have a hard time getting powerful.
Right, with a machete.
Knowing that a machete is about to chop him, and he just used all his power on a rape.
Right, so it just depends. I think it depends on...
that. Maybe that's why he just decided to behead him.
But apparently...
I'm against that.
After they punched him, I guess everything's even now, she said that they left the apartment to look for some drugs. She said they smoked marijuana and meth, and then went for a drive in the woods. The woman told police that Heyman later called her several derogatory terms. Thorson stopped the car, saying he was having mechanical issues. The men went to look under the hood when Thorson struck Heyman with a baseball bat, then stabbed him multiple times with what she described as a large black knife. She said Thorson then grabbed the knife from Heyman's belt loop and cut off his head. They disposed of the body in the woods and drove home to clean up. Investigators said the girlfriend's account was corroborated by another acquaintance who apparently is another friend of theirs, who I guess, I don't know what the hell's going on with them and all their friends, but apparently you throw meth and marijuana in there, sexual assault, start making derogatory comments, beheadings happen.
That happens.
Yeah. See, my first thought is if somebody raped somebody like that, I'm kind of okay with some retribution. But I wonder how much of this was just drug-infused stupidity. I don't know how meth works when you mix it with weed.
I don't either.
I don't know
how meth works, period.
Yeah, I don't
either.
That's
on my short list of drugs I've never ingested.
Weed, I can tell you.
It usually doesn't make you chop someone's head off.
No, it makes me kind of sit on the couch and eat Doritos and meditate. That's about it. So I'm not going to have the energy to machete you. But, yeah, I don't know. 832 does say that's what he meant. He says, I've been drinking in reference to the dumpster fire. What are the odds question? So, yeah. You would think Fred would be used to drunk texts.
Yeah.
You're right. I should be. The problem is, usually I have to be drunk to understand drunk texts that I get from my friends, which happens. And it's funny because if somebody drunk texts me, I understand immediately what they're saying, and I'll drunk text them back, not making any sense at all, and they'll understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's just, it's kind of a code, but I have to be drunk for that. And we're about 3 hours short of that right now.
Yeah.
So what's going on in that baseball game?
I believe we are donezo, final 19, 2-1 Indians. The home run by Carlos Santana off Darwin Barney, the second baseman, the starting second baseman, not the backup second baseman. Hmm. He pitched a spotless inning. The starting second baseman, not as good. That's why he plays second base. And he wasn't the first out of the gate to pitch. Hmm. But, yeah, Carlos Santana knocks him or gets him out of that 2-1 Indians, who have now won 14 games in a row.
That's pretty amazing.
It really is.
And I'm telling you, that pitching staff is playoff ready. They have the kind of staff that can do damage in the playoffs. I'd love to. Well, if you're an Astros fan, you don't want to see them do this. But I think if they can get a big bat in the lineup and a guy like Jay Bruce, who we talked about earlier, that's going to make them a serious threat.
Not only, they've got a good rotation. They got 13 scoreless innings out of their bullpen today.
Yeah.
that's pretty good.
That's above average.
That's pretty good.
281 help. How can I find you guys on the ESPN app? Get the ESPN 97.5 app. It's much better. It's available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcasts. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. If you don't have an iPhone or an Android, you can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. See, I love it when people ask me something that leads into something I was going to have to do anyway.
You want me to give you a surprise name of a person who's pitched well this year? That if I told you...
And I'd say, no way.
If I said, you know who's having a really great year? You probably didn't know this guy was still pitching in Major League Baseball. Jabba Chamberlain.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Currently has a 2.45 ERA.
It's got to be near a career low for him.
And a 1.09 whip. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a season for a guy who was on life support of having a major league
you know
career
who else,
anymore.
You know who else is having a pretty good year despite that the Dodgers just went out and got? It's Bud Norris.
Yep.
Considering how bad the Braves are, he's actually pitched pretty well.
Well,
that's a good little fill-in for them.
Yeah.
For now. But he's not Clayton Kershaw,
yeah,
of course.
If you look at the Dodgers' record on days that Clayton Kershaw pitches and their record on days he doesn't pitch, you see how important that guy is. I want to say they're under 500 when he doesn't pitch, and they've lost three games that he does pitch. I think it's something like 16-3 or something like that. So they need him back ASAP for sure, or 14-3.
It's a back thing, so...
Yeah, who knows?
That sounds awful.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. Not only can they do your outdoor kitchen, your patio cover, they can help renovate your pool deck, your grayed out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. They can do a lot, but this carved stone, what it does, it gives you the look of real stone on your existing surface because it costs a lot of money to tear everything out and start over. Not only does it cost a lot of money, it's a lot of work and a lot of hassle. Carved stone gives you a superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. It's very durable, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects. They can also help you figure out how to hang on to some money. Several monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. With all this, it's no wonder so many people have great things to say about Allied. They're the best pitch report certified each of the last 4 years. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Give them a call. You can do that 713-465-0400. Stop by the showroom at I-10 in the Beltway. You'll be amazed by what they can do in your backyard. Just walk in that place and imagine it in your backyard. It is an amazing thing. Or check out the photo gallery, the Carstone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or call them for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Come on.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. Hey, if one of my soccer friends out there could let me know how big of an underdog Wales was today, beat Belgium. I keep reading that they were huge underdogs, but they got that Gareth Bale. He's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I don't follow this enough
but
to
I
know.
But I think of a good team, Belgium's like at the top, aren't they?
They're one of the better teams out there.
Top five team or something like that?
Yeah, I'm kind of rooting for Iceland to beat France, mainly because I don't really like the French. And so if you get Iceland and Wales in there, that's kind of cool. I'm sure.
I'm rooting for that Euro Cup to be over.
This thing's got another 2 months to go. You know that, right?
Does it really?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I was like, oh my God.
They're on to the semifinals now, so...
Yeah, the finals are on the 10th, which you can hear right here on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Copa Cup over?
Yeah, it's over.
Who was the winner? Who's the champion?
Chile.
Remember? Because Messi quit after the game.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I freaking love
Did the U.S. get third?
Fourth. No. They were soundly trounced by Colombia. 1-0.
Colombia.
1-0. You can't beat those South American teams. Dude, don't even try.
Well, that's because the U.S. guys, they don't have the fear of getting their heads chopped off if they lose.
Well, that's part of the problem. They're spoiled. We have spoiled players.
Yeah, we got a bunch of coddled players who don't know what it's like to for your family to be held hostage while you're playing the game.
Okay, yep. Francisco says Wales was slightly north of plus 200, not really a big dog. Thank you, sir. Yeah, okay. Nothing like Iceland the other day.
No.
Against England.
It was plus 900?
800, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
But I love the color guys on soccer from England because they're not afraid to totally rip into these guys.
That's like the worst kick I've ever seen in my life. What a terrible ball.
Ought to be ashamed of himself on that one.
His own mother's ashamed of him.
Hey, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Let's grab a phone call. Travis, you're on the Blitz. Go.
I just didn't want to get y'all thought on a...
All right. Travis, you're a dick. You know we're not doing that until 5:15.
What it is...
It said something else. It didn't say that. Did you dump him? Thank you. See, guess what? On, you didn't get to spoil anything, Travis. I love this text from 713. Both of you are so cocky and arrogant. I can't wait till John and Raheel take your time spot.
Okay.
You've got probably at least another 2-3 years before you're going to get that, so you'll have to wait that long. Sorry. I hope you live that long. Actually, I don't. I hope you die before then. It's just me, because I'm cocky and arrogant that way.
The problem is the Mexicans are willing to spend their hard-earned pesos on these fights. The blacks don't get me started on what they like to spend their money on. The Kazakhstanis, they try to pay me in goats for these fights, and I don't accept goats. They're not a smart people.
Wasn't Borat pretty smart?
What are you talking about? What is a Borat?
Would you go talk to a family if an old man was dying on an airplane?
Of course not.
What if they were like, oh, it'd be so nice if AJ Hoffman would come over?
No one would say that. I don't have any kind of a fan that would want me to be around when their dad was dying. Twitter's going crazy about Iceland beating England in soccer.
Yeah, it's...
Is it a huge deal? Massive?
Well, it's like Iceland's got 300,000 people. They're coached by a dentist. It was a big upset that they actually got out of the group stage.
They Brexited this tournament.
Yes, they did.
Sorry.
It's only the fifth time I've seen that on Twitter, too.
Hey, Boosh.
So, I'm going to ask you to bear with me because I'm going to, just much like AJ, I'm a dummy and a hater. So,
Thanks for the call, man. At the beginning of the call, was it just me or did he say he's a dummy and a hater just like AJ? The Red Cross basically had to issue an apology and pull a poster that they had made regarding pool safety. The poster is entitled Be Cool, Follow the Rules. The two kids running, there's a black kid being chased by someone. That kid looks either white or maybe Hispanic.
Yeah, he's got to be white because he's chasing a black guy.
Fred, that's so incredibly inappropriate.
Well, that's what they're going to do. What the hell?
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
That was incredibly inappropriate.
You should be ashamed.
I'm not, but what you were going to say was even worse. I think it was okay. I think it would have been funny, but it's probably best it you didn't say it. Fun week. So, man, hope everybody has a great weekend. We are off Monday. John, got any plans for the 4th?
No, I don't think so. Maybe go to Le Bourge tomorrow. Maybe.
Dude.
Maybe.
Baller.
Well, my parents go there. They're frequent visitors to Vegas and Le Bourge and the Golden Nugget.
So you're saying they're Asians who like to gamble?
Yes. My dad is. So he...
Monkey!
Yeah.
Is he a yeller?
No. He does like blackjack, but he likes the slots.
Really?
He plays those high dollar slot machines. But anyway...
I'm out on slots. I get bored.
He's not a Pai Gow guy?
No.
Man, I played Pai Gow
and Baccarat. I mean, that's...
You know, I like to play Pai Gow every once in a while.
Yeah.
When you haven't played in a while, you forget how slow of a game it is.
Yeah.
Like, it's the slowest burn.
You could sit there for an hour on $100 and, I mean, maybe lose 20.
Yeah.
Maybe up 20. It's hard to win that game long term.
It's a good game to pass time at the casino with. But, yeah. Baccarat 2 is another one that... Yeah. Anyway, that's going to wrap it up. Good week, boys. Fun show today.
Hey, you too, man. Enjoy your weekend and come back ready to...
I will.
...finish your final four before you head to
exactly.
the Great White North.
Four more shows before vacation. Now I don't feel like I need a vacation, though. I don't know why. Now I'm re-energized.
It's the way it tends to work.
All right. Great job by Jong Lee, A+. Great job, AJ Hoffman, A+. Terrific job by the callers and texters and tweeters today. A+ for you guys. I give myself a solid C- today. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Tuesday. Until then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.